evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned into Radiance by Design, and I'm really glad you have. We have lots to talk about tonight. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm an intuitive, as a lot of you know, a counselor and somebody who sees into your soul journey, where you're going, who's around you, what kind of spirits are. Remember, well, we're all in a big process called the shift right now. Also, we radiate out what we have kind of featuring inside of ourselves. So if you've got a lot of depression or abuse or whatever, you radiate out a more intense magnetic frequency to bring in more abuse to yourself. So that's why I call it Radiance by Design. You and I are choosing to release. My guides always say 95% of the job is releasing old experiences in the form of reactions, which are there in the form of dense frequencies. And as we clear them, we meet the upward moving, spiraling vibrational light that's coming up through the planet. And we really help. It helps a lot of people during this time of shift. If you clear and clear, it means you're participating in sending out the kind of radiance and the kind of frequencies that uplifts people around you. We're all contributing, and we might be contributing negativity, and we might be contributing positivity, but this show is all about that. I've heard several people tell stories lately about, for example, I think it was Hazel Courtney talking about Countdown to Coherence when she was talking to a shaman, and she said, is it true, if we do a lot of clearing, does it pop open our eighth chakra? And the shaman looked at her and he said, people are dying of starvation. Children are being abused all over the world. I can't remember all the details, but basically what we need to do is get in there and shift the consciousness and not worry about that kind of thing. And since she said that, she was quoting that from, well, actually I read it in the book the week before, but it's been about 2 weeks since she's been on Paradigm Shifters, which for those of you who don't know is my interview show on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. But since that came up, I've heard that story over and over again from different healers, things that I've heard on YouTube, stuff that I've read, and so on. And it reminded me of just what we're doing right now. For example, when we're doing our sacred geometric meditations, it's good to take into the meditations, or when we're doing healing in places like Japan and so on, it's also good to do healing and infuse love and the spiraling motion the spiraling motion up through individuals that they can actually move dense, ossified, stuck frequencies and feel the love that is infinite. It's the love of the divine, and it's there for all of us. And the reason I'm saying that is when I refer to, for example, the shaman saying, why be worrying about your eighth chakra when this is a time of tumultuousness and a lot of people need help right now, get to work. This is work. This is bringing the divinity, infusing love and divinity consciously out there into the collective and hopefully waking up that self-love and that self-appreciation and the appreciation of all life that can rise through beings who are perpetrating, if you will, that can rise through people who are feeling unloved, that can rise back into the earth to help heal the earth. We can do, everything you do is a contribution on our planet. And as we contribute consciously, higher frequencies, frequencies of love, of joy, of expansion, of giving, of mutual respect, of multidimensional awareness of divinity in every moment, as we infuse the collective with more and more of that, guess what? Humanity gets to evolve. You're sending out, it might be little, but it's your share of what takes the motion. You all know you've waded in the ocean. You can move your foot in an ocean that's still part of the ocean and actually send motion that starts to move great big bodies that are lying on the ocean, you know, maybe a boat or whatever. You can do that. By that same token, we can infuse the collective of our species with up-reaching consciousness in such a way as to make it contagious. So that's the job tonight. Are you up to it? Can you make this a contagious night for consciousness? And I'm hoping you're going to phone in. Also, I've had some conversations with people, some by mail, email, and so on, some through the sessions that I do with people, about once I start waking up, or when my waking up process, waking up means waking up from the various trances and reactions that have been lodged in my body-mind because of past lives or childhood experiences or even adult experiences, it doesn't matter. Once we wake up, because we're clearing and clearing and we're setting our intentions, our heart, our love, our focus on moving to being a higher level species, what happens? Some people say, oh my gosh, all of a sudden I thought I was going crazy. My body broke down. I couldn't see straight. I was getting flashing visions. One friend, when her uncle-in-law was dying, she suddenly tapped into his death process, at which point she could hear the thoughts of everyone around her. She could feel life in all kinds of other people. She thought she was going bonkers. She didn't know what was true and what wasn't. And I keep getting these stories of people zapping open for some reason or another, and then they feel an incredible, sometimes it's difficult, they feel all kinds of pain, and they get all kinds of really expanded visions and so on. And they might feel how other people feel. They might feel the ability to heal people and so on. So this is a really strange combination of influences that happen when we're waking up. You might feel like crying a lot or laughing a lot, but what's happening is you're expanding and growing and more able to bring pure love to witness the emerging power of people who are dropping limitations. You can see it, you can heal it in other people, and yet in the meantime, as you break open, it feels like you're being hurt, or not everybody. I felt it like having weird pains running through from the top of my head all the way through my body, as if something was being drilled in or I was being rewired. Other people just get really dizzy. Some people laugh nonstop or cry nonstop. I did a lot of that as well. And I'm not fully awake. I think it's a process that you start to adapt to, and it's ongoing. And we become more and more able to embody a much more multidimensional reality. We become much more able to have empathy with other people, to drop our coldnesses that came from abuse and our self-centeredness and our greed and so on, and really feel that pulse of oneness that comes through the species. That's a long preamble, but tonight we're going to meet Deb O'Connor at 7:30. We're going to talk about, I think the full moon's in Gemini, so I'm really chatty because I'm a Gemini, right? it's not a full moon. I think it's the new moon. Yesterday? Oh, okay, so we've just had an eclipse. A partial eclipse. We're going to let Deb talk to you about that at 7:30 and what that means to us. No wonder I feel so wound up. And there's going to be three over the next 30 days. But we're going to let Deb talk about the astrology part of it. I'm more like moving with the energies. The weekend to me was really horrendous, and we're going to talk about that, and that was energetic. We're going to do our sacred geometric meditation. And again, as you go into the meditation room, especially the galactic healing room, we're going to take in some people that are needing to be infused with love because they're perpetrating on the planet and they're not that healing for the collective. They're maybe damaging and so on. We're going to say some prayers for the countries that are really trying to find their independence and unlimit themselves. And we're going to work on you. We're going to work on me. So let's get together and do our meditation. Above your head, perhaps 2 miles, see a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine and into the lower golden ball. And from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. And then upside down, with its point sticking into the lower golden ball, another pyramid. So when the two of them touch base to base, you have an octahedron in each sided figure. And now inside of that, you want to draw a crystal ball and have the outside edges of your crystal ball touch the inside edges of your octahedron. And inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron. That's a three-dimensional Star of David. And there you are in that with that wonderful filament of light running through your spine. And now spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. And whilst you do, see in front of you the magical screen. Now we're going to put little movies on the magical screen. The first movie is going to be all about you. What is it you want to become in this lifetime? Do you want to participate in the shift? Do you want to become a singer, a dancer? I want to become multidimensional and come from the heart. To me, that means being aware of my universal self. Yeah. And then when you get to the point of reaching what it is your goal is, smile and laugh and be grateful. And then move to the next screen. And on that screen, create a movie of what it is you want to create. Now, is it a home and family? Is it a book? Is it an outfit? Is it a trip? And see all the pieces coming together to create your project. And you can see it happening. Right. Mine's always a TV series, remember? It's not all, but that's what I'm talking about. And see all the pieces coming together and the resources to keep it developing itself. And when you feel like all the pieces have come together, see the resources, whether it's people, money, places, whatever. Resources just roll to sustain it, just roll to the project. And you smile as you see your project just going as well as your dreams have it. Wrap it in light and then move to the next screen where we feature the Galactic Healing Center. Now remember, all of us has a team of beings around us. So we call in our team of beings and all the radiant dimensions beyond that come with them and stand them around the healing table. Now, the first person to lie on the healing table is you, or me, or Bob. And you lay on your healing table and ask for the help you need, or ask the team what kind of help you need. Okay. And then see what they do. What does your team look like or feel like? Or perhaps your eyes are closed and you want it to be that way. Good. And what do they do to help you? Okay. And then when you feel that some of the energy is moving and you've got things started, wrap that in light and move yourself and your table over to the side. And have a fresh table. The team replicates themselves with this huge banks of consciousness. And in comes our second client here, a second person to help. Aha, I have a great figure here right now. Big, big political leader. And we're asking for help for him. And again, probably because of our preamble, but they're showing how they're working his energy center, that he open, that he be infused with love and possibility, that he help, that he receive the transformation necessary to carry more idealistic, to carry more conscious goals to fruition. That's it. And they're pulling ideas out of his head. They're pulling things out that are not his idea, but where he's been infused with other ideas that aren't necessarily healing. Just pulling them out like funny strings. All right, that's great. So thank you so much. You move that to the side. Wrap it in light and move it to the side. And bring in another table. And who is it that's on your table this time? I have a person who's got arthritis and she's in agony a lot of the time. She even has trouble laying on the table, but because it's magical, we can stretch her out. And the team's working with her. Pulling great strings of reaction out of her body mind. And you can sometimes just feel the energies move on whoever it is you're working on. And sometimes it's surprising the connections made between the brain and the joint. When I feel like my woman is getting some relief here, and energy is moving through her body, because a lot of times where energy is stocked up in the body is where we have illnesses, isn't it? That's right. Now wrap that in light and move it to the side. Now let's this time bring in a fresh healing table and huge banks of consciousness. And you know, the systems are all fading and crashing and burning right now, so let's bring in the global monetary system. Hey, that's a big one. Can you handle that? Let's bring in the monetary system, the whole global system, with some of the key players. I hear that Goldman Sachs is being subpoenaed. There are other ones. But I see it all kind of woven as a big, intricate, hand-in-glove connection. So I'm seeing that whole network, including the international monetary system with the French guy at the head of it. Yeah. I'm saying the whole monetary system, bring in the whole money bag and put it on our table, Mabel. Yeah. It's funny because the guides are showing a kind of a process of waking up so many people. Waking up so many individuals that are involved with it. You know, what's happening is there are some beings who are so busily involved with it that they can't, you know, when you get going on something, you don't know how to stop? They can't really stop. And so I feel like there's this rush, you know, this zest, this lust that's in there to keep track of it. And there's some people that are really good in there. So let's just see if we can beam enough light, enough respect, and enough love into that system to make it a win-win. It's in truth a barter energy system, isn't it? Make it a win-win energy system for everyone, including Mother Earth and the animals. And let's wrap that in light, move it to the side, and let's do some energy healing work on, for example, Japan and the nuclear reactors. And the people and the food. We'll bring Japan in and put her on the table. And just see as the team rallies to infuse the people, Japan itself. Whenever we do this, I feel this Japan, the light wraps itself around and way under the ocean. Bottom of the ocean under Japan. I feel like this is huge, huge light bubble. And then we work to infuse all of Japan with the healing energy, with the love, with the support. Mm-hmm. And the waking up of some of the people in power and the solutions for food, water, clothing, power. Good. And wrap that in light. And move it to the side. And again, the healing team is around a fresh table. And then we're going to bring in extra country situations like Libya, Syria, whole Middle East. And just absolutely infuse the light. See, you see the levels and levels and levels of consciousness. Sending streams of light. And through all the hearts and minds of the people, whether they're in charge or not, it's one world for all of us. The tentacles of domination that are even running some of these aspects, see those unhooked. And just completely wrap that in light. All of the difficulties that are going on there and move it to the side. And I can't go through every country. We do this the whole hour, and we've got other things that we have to do as well to get ourselves radiating consciously. So now what we're going to do is call in the light. I think we want to use pink and orange, kind of an orangey pink salmon-y color. Call in the universal light. There's many more universal frequencies these days than ever before, as if there's been downloads and downloads. And they're coming in through the top of the head and out through the arms, out through the heart and then the arms and the hands. And send this amazing light to all the places you know of on the planet that need help, whether it's areas, villages of homeless people, poverty, sickness, political inequities, political domination, financial, nuclear stuff. That's it. Even the Gulf, down in the Gulf, where that's not been fixed yet. Well, I don't know if it'll ever be fixed, but we need to send light to that area, tornado areas. If I list them, you know, I'll forget some. So you list them, will you? And have the whole world be swathed in this amazing light. And it comes off way out into the atmosphere. That's it. And that people on the planet feel infused with the courage and the heart to support one another and our planet. And have that light go round and round and round the planet and come back in through our hands, through our hearts, up into our heads, and way up into the great central sun. And now we close off our galactic healing center, pop into the star tetrahedron, spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin, and pop back into this room with me right now, and maybe with Deb. Is Deb there? Not yet, but she will be. So what I'd like to talk about is, and I'm going to give you the number, but I would like to talk about seeing the divinity in everything. And the guides were saying earlier, did a little channeling just before this show, and they were reminding me, they were playing on words, that we all have the ability to understand infinity from inside out. And divinity is really the infinity in everything you see. I was walking at the beach yesterday, and I was looking at seashells and thinking of the of infinity and divinity in everything, and watching the sea kind of come onto the, you know, the waves were hitting the shore, and there are all these rocks everywhere, and there are beautiful seashells, and I was just feeling it. And when you do, when you start feeling and seeing the divinity in everything, it is amazing what happens inside of your body and mind. I'm trying to do this more and more, but that day at the beach, it was really very, very special. And I kept feeling and seeing the waves hitting the sea and thinking it's hitting the shore, and then thinking of how waves of life move through each of us over and over, life after life, and then we share them. I don't want to go on and on like a little poet here. Deb's the poet. She'll be on very soon. So I want to encourage you to call in today, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. The other thing I want you to talk about when you call in is what's your process of awakening been? What is it to you? Have you found yourself getting dizzy? Have you found yourself getting uncomfortable? Have you had strange dreams or huge periods of insomnia, heard weird sounds? Have you thought you're having a nervous breakdown? Have you been unable to find it relevant to go through your normal world? Are you suddenly seeing things, hearing things, smelling things? Do you have any idea whether your wake-up is comfortable for you or not? Has it been a challenge? Do your friends think you're nuts? I got a wonderful email from someone who had heard the show by, she just stumbled on BBS and then stumbled on the show. And she was saying she was looking for people who could actually discuss with her she'd had a spontaneous Kundalini awakening one night after one visit with a medium, and actually having no prior experience to the intuitive world or psychicism or whatever we want to call it. And apparently what happened with this medium is that she jarred something in this woman, and then a couple of months later, for some reason, she suddenly, under stress, and this happens to a lot of people, under stress, she suddenly had the Kundalini awakening. And that was in 2008, and it's been really crazy and nightmarish for her because she really doesn't have anybody to talk to about this kind of thing. And she didn't want to phone in tonight because she just knew it all this, and I can't blame her for that. But I was hoping that some of you would be delighted to share your own experiences with us. So please call in or email me, Veronica, at veronicaentwistle.com, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. I can even read your emails tonight. So if you feel like you don't want to phone in, but you want to participate in this and help this woman, not just help her, but let's see if we can get a discussion going on what it's been like to awaken. Like I already said in my little beginning preamble, I used to actually, this would happen to me a lot. I would be awake in the night, and I felt like something was drilling into my head in funny little spots, maybe about four spots in my head. And it would be hot and burny, and it would run through my body, and I would shake, and I would cry. It was really, really bizarre. But I, like my friend who just wrote to me for the first time or the second time, I didn't know. Hi, you're here on the air with me. Hello.
Hi, Veronica. It's Deb, but I was really loving what you were saying, so I would just assume you'd finish that.
I'll just finish this thought, and then we're on. Hi, Deb. I'm sure glad that you called. I used to find that it was like I said, I was being drilled, and then I would shake, I would cry, I would sometimes sweat, I would get dizzy, I would almost fall over. This went on off and on for a while, a couple of years anyway. And I would get up and do things like yoga or drink a lot of water. I mean, you have to wee then, don't you? You have to pee then, but that's not the worst thing in the world. It would sort of take the pain. Water is really helpful. Now, we have another caller, Deb, so hang on, and we'll take this caller in case it's on the same subject, okay?
Good idea, yes.
You're on the air. Thank you for your call.
Hi, ladies. This is Diane calling.
Hi, Diane.
I'm just enjoying listening to your show. I have a question, but I also wanted to put my two cents in about the whole energy shift and how it's affecting me.
Good. I like that.
It's been very kind of tumultuous for me. I've been, for me, awakening means, for me, having to release all of these negative energies in my body, physically and mentally, and allowing in a higher energy to take its place. That's been my personal experience as far as the awakening is concerned.
And has it been painful for you?
Had its moments.
has it made you dysfunctional or extremely lonely because you're a misfit?
Oh yeah, that's what I felt like for a while. But I've taken solace in knowing that other light workers are going through the same thing, and I'm trying to gravitate towards people at least that can relate in some way, shape, or form. But yes, the whole misfit thing I can totally relate to.
How long have you been going through it, Diane?
I would say since 2006.
Yeah, that's a while, isn't
now.
It?
Yeah.
What about you, Deb? Have you gone through any of this?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, and I apologize that I didn't get to listen to the first part of the show tonight. I just got home. But I want you to know that if I say things that you've already said tonight, just stop me. But what Diane's describing feels to me like what I keep talking about to clients with the astrological piece of this, which is that there's this alchemy going on where Pluto is squaring Uranus. And it's the Uranus energy that makes us feel like outcasts and aliens, and as if we're always outside of the paradigm. But the thing is that we're supposed to be outside of the paradigm because it's dominant and we don't want to be in it anymore. But the Pluto piece, when you ask people if it's painful, is the emotional release piece. And the thing about alchemy is it's almost like being put in a cauldron and just having everything just sort of literally burned off of us. But these shifts, you know, Pluto work is supposed to make us uncomfortable. I once heard someone say a long, long time ago, something that stuck with me, there's a great astrologer, and he said, if you aren't feeling really uncomfortable, like in your gut, you're not doing the Pluto work. So I think, you know, it's just like it's got to feel. How do we release it if we don't feel it first, you know? We've got to do that, I guess.
I think that's true. Guess, does that make sense, Diane?
Yeah, it's the one way of, like, at least giving me peace of mind.
I always think people should have a little community for discussion, so maybe we should keep talking about this off and on over the next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it when you do. But I do have a question, if you don't mind me asking.
Go ahead.
I have been on search of a new, career or job. But it's been going on for a while now, and I just wanted to know if you can pick up on anything breaking through this month.
Do you have a new boyfriend?
Oh, no, but if you see one, tell me.
I'll tell you what I saw, and I'll keep this short because I want to hear Deb's astrological report. But it looks like there's going to be a male coming into your life for a day or two. That's why I was wondering if it was a new date and you're going out on a date again. But anyway, he has a huge impact on you, and there's a great discussion. And after that, you begin to rethink the direction in which you're going. You have to get the inspiration, though. It's not. What's your work now?
Well, I'm an actress, and so I do a lot of theater. But I've also been doing a lot of screenwriting as well. But I make my living performing.
Well, I think that you're going to meet somebody who's going to send you in a different direction, and it may not be that you're leaving acting, but it's like the style of acting or something is going to be quite different, and that you have a business connection in the middle of the acting. So I don't know if you have now, but anyway, it looks like you're going to meet somebody who's really going to turn your head around.
Oh, my. Well, I'll let you know if that happens.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a lover kind of person, but so it's not like your entire job changes, but he's going to reroute your thinking. And he's going to be fine. He's a nice person.
Business. So okay.
You have to phone and let us know, or else email me.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your call.
I guess I'll continue to listen. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, Deb, I want to know what on earth was going on last weekend. It was a crunchy, grungy thing.
It was tough, and then it was followed by, yesterday we had a new moon, which was eclipsed, partially eclipsed. So we can talk about both those things, but last weekend, what's been going on has been that, actually it was, the weekend was sort of the culmination of what was building all week last week. Pluto was quincunxing the sun, and a quincunx, another word for quincunx is an inconjunct, and you can just almost get the feel of what that would be just from the word that describes this aspect. But it means that there are two planets, operating energetically together. I was going to say sharing energy, but the energy that they're exuding and working neither one of them is really very interested in working with the other, but they have to. And in conjunction, quincunx is actually one of the greatest teaching tools that we've got, because we're basically trying to align within ourselves things that just don't want to be aligned. And so Pluto is bringing up ancient emotional trauma. And the sun, because it's the sun, is just illuminating it like crazy. It's just like this huge cosmic spotlight up saying, here, right here, feel this, because this is going to hurt like hell, or it's going to make your whole body just want to shake. And the thing about it is you're dealing with two things. You're dealing with ancient emotional damage, and a lot of times it manifests in the here and now as shame, as a sense of terrible loss, only we can't even really put our finger on what the loss is. So then we feel despair, or we feel depressed. And then you imagine that we're all walking around like this, and we have to interact with each other. And so
we're trying to get along.
because we're not getting along with ourselves. I mean, we're all feeling this Plutonic sort of thing bubbling up to the surface. But again, like I always say with Pluto, can't figure it out with our heads. So we have to feel it and release it, feel it and release it. And that's a lot easier to do if you're sitting on a mountaintop somewhere than if you're at a family barbecue on Memorial Day, which is the perfect situation for Pluto work, because Pluto's bringing up old emotional junk, really tough.
Talk about Memorial, huh?
Yeah. And basically, who better to, you know, show us how this can feel really raw and difficult than the people that we know better than anybody and who push our buttons better than anybody. So there was that. And I can't tell you how many people called me, and I responded really pretty much responded the same way and said, you know, I feel like I've just wasted my life, or I feel like I'm going to, a good friend of mine said, I think I'm going to grow old under a bridge with a shopping cart. And this is somebody who is not going to grow old under a bridge with a shopping cart. She lives on a magnificent, beautiful piece of land, sort of in paradise with a really loving partner. But the point is, it's the fear that comes up that's not based in anything rational, because it's old patterning from other lives and from the beginnings of this life. That didn't mean to get on such a rant there, but it's tough.
Oh, no,
it's
but
really
it's really important, because it feels to me like chunks of history popping in and out, popping up into my awareness, and hopefully out. Some of them hang around a bit, a little bit of glue there.
Yeah, it's like shaking loose sludge from, you know, the edges and the corners and the inner chambers of our hearts, and having to process that sludge through and out. But the processing of it out hurts. It's a good thing to you know, jangle it loose, so we get it jangled loose, but then we still have to do the processing piece. And I think one of the most important things for me to say twice is that it really brings up a lot of shame in us, because we feel like we failed somehow when we start to feel like this. But we have.
Well, I think it happened to me in great snippets over the weekend.
Yeah, happened to me too. and I could tell that it was ridiculous, but I still couldn't stop crying, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that you know, all of us that are lucky enough to know that it's healthy to process should just keep just processing and being careful not to throw it at anybody if we can, not throw it at anyone.
So
and then
I don't know. It was tempting to throw it at a few people, wasn't it?
Yeah, actually, and sometimes it is helpful. You know, the other piece of this is that the sun is in Gemini, and it was leading up to this Gemini new moon yesterday, and Gemini is the energy of telling the story. What is it we have to say? It's also an energy of that sort of is an archetype for our voice itself. If we're not telling the story, then our voice is compromised. And so when you've got that Pluto energy working simultaneously with all this Gemini energy, people want to communicate right now. But what we're wanting to communicate is very deep, old stuff. And so that's where it gets complicated. But, you know, you and I were having a conversation last night, and I think a lot of times, you know, based on something someone said to me, that it's a healthy thing to go ahead and say when we feel uncomfortable with something somebody's doing. Because a lot of times we're just enabling. We think we're being loving and we're being enabling. And we're also...
But isn't there another thing about when you're saying something, what if it's coming out of your own Pluto-ness?
It is.
Yeah.
It's all it is. I think other people are mirrors for us to mirror back to us our own stuff, which doesn't mean that our things that are happening between us aren't valid when we're uncomfortable with something somebody's doing. But we're definitely also, I think what we're uncomfortable with in ourselves is the fact that we have remained silent so long.
That's probably true,
so,
yeah.
You know, and then things build in us, and then we become ashamed because we're not dealing, or we start to feel like failures because we don't think we know how to deal, when in fact what we finally just have to do is start to talk about what feels off. And hope that whoever we want to talk with will respond. And that's not always true with Pluto, but it's true right now because of all this Gemini energy that's floating around all the way up until the summer solstice. But can I tell you a couple more things about the energy of this month?
Of course.
Do we have any time? Because and we can talk about this next week, too. But there's this beautiful thing happening where we had a partially eclipsed new moon yesterday, and we're going to have a partially eclipsed new moon on the 30th of June. And right in the middle of that, on the 15th, we're going to have an eclipsed full moon. And it's like this cleansing process that's happening. These are really powerful energies this month because, as we all know, we are in a really powerful year. And so I think it would be a good idea for all of us to try to put together some ceremonies, if we can, around the moons of June and also throw in the fourth piece, which is the solstice on the 21st.
And your phone kind of bopped out. Can you repeat that last line?
Something around the summer solstice, throw in the fourth piece, which is the summer solstice, that incredibly beautiful portal that all of the two solstices and the two equinoxes are for us.
That's wonderful.
A beautiful shift. Yeah. A lot of shifting
going on.
And it's
really important also
I was just going to say that it's really important for all of us to remember that we are shifting and that huge things have happened. It's just that we can't always see it because we're right in the middle of it. But if we were to look back at what we were doing and thinking and feeling and processing even 6 months ago, but certainly a year ago, I think we could all recognize just how brave and how brave we are and how far we've come, don't you?
Yes, I do. Do you think, I mean, I was thinking about this a lot today, do you think it's true that we used to take a long, long time to process certain things which can be processed in a short period of time right now? That's how it seems to me.
Yeah, I do, and I think that's one of the reasons people are feeling kind of crazy and pushed around because we don't have the time to contemplate right now. We just need to keep shifting, and that's the Uranus energy. It's basically saying to us just, get your sea legs under you because the boat is going to rock and rock and rock and rock. You're being shifted and you're being realigned. And when you were talking about how those couple of years where you were feeling at night like someone was drilling little holes in your head.
Oh my yes.
But that's so Uranian, and you have Uranus on your sun. So I think I've said this before, but it's like you are one of the sort of pioneers with this where. You had to do this realignment really early on so that you could help other people through this now, I think.
Well, thank you for that. Then maybe I'll get a badge, a Girl Scout badge.
Oh. You know what Emmy Lou Harris said about a million years ago? She said something about there'll be a crown for me in heaven. Or
Well, I love this.
I keep waiting.
Well, you've got a lot of people to guide through, so tell people about your website.
My website is my website? www.lovedogdesign.com. And I also have a blog on that website where I post every other week and sometimes more frequently than that. I post astrological, I talk about what kind of cycles we're in at present, usually related to the moon as a starting point and then talk about the, yeah, so check that out, lovedogdesign.com. Just go to the blog part of that site.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Deb. It's always exciting to talk to you and to put ball bearings under us as we go through these incredible shifts.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you next
All right.
Week.
Well, we have time for another caller. If anybody would like to call in, We won't even have time for two. It depends how long your questions are. And in the meantime, we've been talking about what it's like to process your awakening. How do we process awakening? Well, it isn't really easy necessarily, but like Deb said, sometimes when there's a crunch like Pluto and Uranus, there's a crunch, then sometimes what you want to do is cry. But I think that when you're crying, you should intend to be washing out the stuff. Feel the energies, feel what you're feeling, really get with it and really bring it up. I think that's the most suitable, the most helpful thing to do. And I really believe what used to take us weeks and weeks to do years ago now takes probably a half hour, an hour, something like that, maybe an evening. Don't panic because you're getting clearer and freer and clearer and freer, and you'll have a better, more high-frequency energy, which you will then, pass on. So call in 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756, and let us know how you're doing. And remember what we're talking about, too, with these writing about it. Deb was talking about astrology and was talking about all the Gemini stuff and actually talking about communicating what, how would I put it? The way we used to hold things in, we would radiate that out. So if I meet somebody, and when I was a little kid, I was like this a lot, and I know a lot of you felt this way, that people would say things that they didn't mean, and what they really felt inside, they didn't say. And when Deb was talking about how we're mirrors of each other, I was kind of fascinated watching how we all interact vibrationally, whether we acknowledge it or not. And I really believe that when we acknowledge what's going on inside of us, then I shift you and you shift me. Not only do we acknowledge and hopefully don't tell each other that we're always at fault, you know what I mean, not yelling and screaming, you big jerk, you, but actually acknowledging that you feel insecure or disappointed or longing or whatever it is you're doing. Remember that we have these fields that go back and forth through and amongst each of us. So it's back to the whole concept that when you bring up what is hidden inside of you, maybe you're crying and so on, and maybe you then are mirroring to someone else and maybe it makes you cry more, you have the potential to feel it and see it as a moving kind of a membrane or a field that you share and both of you get to move. So logically it might be, in quotes, uncomfortable. But actually, the overall picture is that we all get to move out of a place of denial or a place of hiding where the old kind of resonance stays over a long period of time. We don't want to do that anymore. And everything I understand says that even our DNA can be changed with our intention. Even the drives, if that's what they're called, the programming of the DNA can be changed if we, drop in and really feel, say we're talking about the tears that Deb was talking about that come up, or the Pluto working against the, I can't remember how she put it, but anyway, those aspects of ourselves that are working against each other, but we have to come up with unity in those. We can actually hold that awareness that rabble going on inside of us is a clearing and is a healing. And what I understand is with our intention and with our self-love and with our calling in the higher, that this be of the higher, call in your amazing team of consciousnesses that's always with you, we can actually blast out of the tyranny or the programming of our own DNA, no matter where it comes from. It's a really exciting time. Like I say, it isn't a matter of programming or deprogramming for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time. It can be a very short process. And I promise you, you can actually shift things that look like they're just interminable. What do you feel about that? Processing is really, really important, and this whole show is about processing, if that makes sense. I can't remember who's going to be on my show next week. Oh, dear. You know who we do have? We have Galexis coming on at the end of the month on June 28th. I'm very excited about that. We haven't talked to them for a while. Kathleen Kingdon eluded me. We were supposed to connect on the 17th, and we couldn't find each other. And I got a message about that today, so maybe we'll get her on Tuesday night on Paradigm Shifters. Kathleen Kingdon channels Dwal Cool, who used to come through Alice Bailey, and talk about a spirit with a real high dimensional focus on all of the work we're doing. I really love to bring them in. I love to bring Galexis in. Now I'm having a treat the week before Galexis, which is 21st. We're going to have a woman named Dee Wallace, and she's an actress, and she's going to talk about acting as her spiritual journey, which I thought was rather exciting. That's going to be an exciting show, isn't it? Oh, and yeah, and I don't know who's going to be on next week, so you'll just have to wait and see. And if you sign up for my little newsletter, Veronica at veronicaantwistle.com, you'll find out, because I send that out every week or I put it up on Facebook. Thank you for your call, Diane. The rest of you haven't called in, probably because we talked a lot. Thank you for your wonderful report, Deb. And at the top of the hour, I'm going to be meeting Jackie Selvitty on ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Jackie and the team are really a delightful group. Talk about process. Jackie's very, very clear about working her process of awakening through her body, almost like her vehicle has been a really tricky housing for a very grand coalescence of beings, she calls her team. I love her show, and I'm really lucky I get to ask the team a lot of questions. So stay tuned if you can. This is Veronica Antwistle saying, if you'd like a session with me, or if you have any feedback on your own process, or would like to speak with my friend on email about, you know, if a few of you would like to have a little discussion group about processes, let me know and I'll share emails with you. Only if people give me permission, you know, I don't do that unless you all have permission. And you can talk to each other about what it's like to be waking up. It's a very important subject. So again, that's Veronica at veronicaantwistle.com, Veronica at veronicaantwistle.com. And I say to you, take in a deep breath and feel the love, and then breathe that love out to our whole Radiance by Design community. Next time I'll take the breath after I talk. Maybe this is too much Gemini in the air right now. My balance is a little faster than usual. So stay tuned again. Good night. Thank you for listening.